This is one I was working on up at the cabin just a few days ago. A grasshopper crawls over the twisted steel rail, rusting within a hand's reach from where I sag down on my haunches, tumbles on its head, flails its feet on the rotting wood, crossbeams and takes to air, tickling the way grasshoppers do. My fingers reach out to the yellowed aspen leaves, testing their resilience, which is not much. I don't know why I have come to the end of this railway track that lies abandoned behind houses and rocks. The sky has never looked so blue or the sun so dappled, and my lungs are filled with the first cold air of autumn from deep down where the wildflowers hold their roots. Oregon grapes grow bitter but big in blueberry memories, their thorny leaves strung in holly garlands along the ground. The world ticks again, wickers and wings fill the sunlight to cross our alpine meadow. The suits hanging in my closet have so filled with time that they do not fit any longer. There are dark men standing in the midst of our forests all across the land. They have their calloused hands out, calling silently. Laying my hands to the steel, bent and rusted, narrowing toward home, I feel still the hard hands of men who made this rail, a way of transitioning things that bring change from cities. Those hands torn lifeless now, but not so long ago, holding wars in Europe between plantings of the seeds that grow around us now. And I hear the winds of winter gather above our peaks, whipping down wind and water carved canyons and through the aspen. The mountains groan along that line of time, and space is the opening of time between each leaf upon each trembling limb. Each blade of grass, each leaf of sedge is sharp to the fingers, cutting away the seasons of growth that gave it green. Each slender stalk tinged toward tomorrow with yellows, browns, reds intertwined, and the air is bright with the scent of an old lady's Depression-era spice cabinet. In the dark pools, the hidden riffles far above Boulder, in the off-road unmapped Indian Peaks wilderness, the sun is rising inside brown trout and smoking their sides with all the colors of the mountainsides, where no one sees. They bend into the rocks themselves, spending their spawn into the fusillade of color that gives life to time, flesh to flesh, encasing themselves in bright red eggs that are the dawn of everything dark beneath the water that feeds upon the songs of crickets. And I wonder what this rail is still doing here, scarring this seam of land.